A gunshot victim is lying on the floor. Beer bottles are everywhere. Drugs are on the coffee table. All exciting stuff for 15-year-old Purusha Weeks. She's thinking about the future.
I'm thinking about being a crime scene investigator because we got to do a mock crime and figure out what was the problem and what had happened.
Weeks was under the guidance of a real CSI as she documented and collected evidence at the mock crime scene. She and other students also met with public defenders, prosecutors, and judges, and even got a tour of the Mecklenburg County Jail. It was part of a week-long court camp run by the Mecklenburg County Court System. And it's the second summer in a row that Weeks has participated. Court Administrator Charles Keller started the program in 2009.
I was actually driving into work one day, and I kept seeing all these signs for basketball camps and swim camps and, you know, those types of camps. So I thought, why couldn't we have a court camp, a camp about the court system?
The camp has grown from one session the first year to four this summer. Each session is 1 week and costs $75. Part of the goal of court camp is to educate students on how trials and investigations really work in contrast to what they see on television. 14-year-old Kylie Rivers likes going behind the scenes of the court system.
My favorite part was just being able to go to like the different like law firms, and we got to go to Parker Poe and the Charlotte School of Law, and we got to go to jail and all the different like experiences we had coming into court and seeing trials and everything.
Court camp ends with a mock murder trial in a real courtroom.
Why did you wait for your husband to fall asleep in a drunken stupor to pull that trigger? You had control of the gun the entire time. Why did you?
Court camp is for teens between 14 and 18, but Keller says a similar program will be available for adults this fall. That program will be called Court College.
No further questions, Your Honor.
For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.